Hey guys, I'm Ashley and I'm the daughter.
I'm Liz and I'm the mom.
And this is The Lesser Known.
Okay, I'm going to be talking about the haunted places at Yellowstone and places you can stay. But before we do that, let's start with the question of the day. You ready, Ash?
Yes.
Okay. What is your first memory ever?
I think my first memory ever would be living in the mobile home with Graham in Indiana. And like specifically on Christmas, because I remember having like all the cousins over and we would like take those little race cars and prop up like a board and then have the race cars like race down the board.
Oh, that's
funny.
I think
that was my first childhood memory.
Aw, I kind of remember that. How old do you think you were?
7? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know when we lived there.
Yeah, it was before. It was definitely before that because we moved when you were 6. So
oh, okay.
You could have been like 4 or 5, something like that. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so my first childhood memory was the house I was born at, or I wasn't born at the house, but where I lived, where I was born, I was there from the time I was, you know, 0 to age 3, which was on Montgomery Street in Holborn, Indiana. And I remember there was this closet we had in that house, and the floor of the closet was like raised and warm because I think it was like right by the furnace. And I remember being little, and it was like a tile floor. And I remember curling up on that tile floor because it was warm.
Aww, and it's
just so funny because that like has totally carried over into my entire life because, you know, I'm always cold and I'm always like searching for a warm spot to hang out. And it's like, it's funny that that is also my first memory is looking for a warm spot to hang out.
You're like an iguana.
I know. And even at work, I have like, I like do whatever I can to keep warm. I'll drink hot water and I have like a heater. I mean, unless someone from HR is listening, then I definitely don't have a heater, but it was like anything I can do like to keep warm.
Are you not allowed to have heaters?
So they, not really. I don't think you're really supposed to, just in case, because I think like power surges and fires, but I swear if you kick mine over, it turns off. I promise. Okay, so let's get started with today's episode. But before we do, I wanted to thank our subscribers. Ashley just told me that we have 42 subscribers on, 42 on for our podcast, which is like really great. Like I wasn't expecting that so soon, but thank you guys. You guys are our day ones on this. And I also wanted to thank a couple of our followers on Instagram. Right now we have 28, so I'm not going to go through all of them, but we're going to do a few per episode. So I just wanted to say thank you to Katie Kratz, Charlie from Robinwood Co., Michael at MichaelRot133, Bobby Caranda, and Rachel Peterson this week. So thanks, guys.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you.
I also want to add and give a shout out to someone at my CrossFit gym. He's like the biggest supporter that we have, I'm pretty sure. His name is Art. I know. His name is Art. And he, every time I go into CrossFit in the morning, he's like, oh, I listened to your episode. I really like this. And like we talk about it. So he's like our biggest fan.
Aw, thanks, so. Art.
Yeah.
So the first place I'm going to go over is Old Faithful Inn. And I was like very torn about this one because there is a bit of a surprise ending. And if you look up Yellowstone, Haunted Yellowstone, you will 100% find this story. So I'm like, it's kind of been like played out a little, but I'm still going to do it because there is something relevant later in it. So the Old Faithful Inn is actually right next to the Old Faithful Geyser that Ashley was talking about. So if you stay at the inn, you can look out over the balcony and watch Old Faithful go off every, what'd you say, Ash, like 92 minutes or something? Is that right?
Yeah.
So you can stay there between May and October, but it is closed for winter. And I'll go ahead and link the hotel in the show notes. So if you want to like book a room there, Just a quick history on the hotel. It was originally the Upper Geyser Basin Hotel, built in 1884. It was poorly constructed, so it actually burned down 10 years later. Yeah, I know. I'm like, what kind of construction must you have had to have it just like the whole place burned down? But it did.
What did it burn down from? Was it like an internal fire?
Yeah, my guess would be internal fire, because you figure they probably didn't have heat. So I'm sure it was just like, you know, fireplaces all over the place, and, you know, like sparks just fly with that. So that would be my guess, but I don't really know. So after it burned down, they started construction on the Old Faithful Inn in 1903. And the cool thing about that place is they actually used materials from the park to build it. So they didn't have to like bring in anything.
What do you mean? What did they use?
You know, like wood. So it's actually the largest log hotel in the United States and possibly the world. So they just use logs from Yellowstone.
Oh, that's cool.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. So it is like, yeah, it is like really cool to look at. I'll post pictures of it so you can see the inside. But the inside is just like open. Mm-hmm. So you can like see each level that you would be staying on.
Oh, cool.
And it's all like logs, and like it is just like the coolest looking place. So I'll link that.
Yeah.
So let's get into the ghosts of the Old Faithful Inn. And so this is the story that I was talking about that I was debating about doing. And it is the Headless Bride of the Old Faithful Inn.
Ooh, are we going to figure out why she's headless?
Kinda.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Ew.
I guess kinda. Okay. So I'm just going to give a quick version, because like literally like every story about Yellowstone is about this headless bride. So basically this rich girl fell in love with this older guy, and this guy had like no money. Her dad obviously is like, this guy is a loser, right? Like, why do you want to be with him? And obviously she's like, I love him so much and blah, blah, blah. So her dad was like, fine, you can marry this guy. I'll give you the inheritance now, but basically you're dead to me. Like, don't come looking for more. Like, this is it. You're getting this money now, and then we're done.
Wow.
So she's like, okay, I guess, you know, like, I want to be with this guy.
Oh, she loved him so much.
She did love him so much.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not a good thing. The way you said that and looked at me, it doesn't sound like
she did love him so much. Oh. She decided to take the money, run away with the guy. They got married, and they were staying at the Old Faithful Inn. He ended up gambling away all of their money. Oh. So, yeah. So the dad apparently was right about him.
No.
So, like, first few nights, he, like, went and he was, like, gambling, whatever. And so everyone heard, you know, like, the couple arguing and just, like, all this, like, ruckus from the room. So one day the guy took off, and then no one saw the girl.
Oh.
So they just thought that she was like sad because they broke up. So she was like hanging out in the room or whatever. And then it had been days, and they started getting a smell coming from the crow's nest.
Oh.
Do you know what a crow's nest is?
No.
It's like at the top of the hotel in the lobby. Mm-hmm. There's like it's like a lookout area.
Oh, okay.
And they had bands up there, and the bands like play. Mm-hmm. That's considered the crow's nest.
Oh.
So found the girl's head in the crow's nest. Yeah.
Ew.
So I know, it's sad. So they broke into her room and found her body in the bathtub. And people say that they can see the ghost of a headless bride walking around the hotel holding her head under her arm.
Oh.
So here's the twist. It turns out a worker in the hotel admitted to making up this story.
Oh.
To make it more interesting for the guests. Yeah.
Wait.
Because I guess the guests would.
So they made up the entire story. Like, it's not like some of it happened and some of it didn't. They just made up the whole thing?
Correct.
Oh.
But the only reason I'm still telling this story is because even after people knew that this story was not true, people still swear to see the headless bride. So I don't really know what's going on there. And I do have a theory. In room 202, They say that there are multiple accounts of people waking up in the middle of the night with a female ghost in like 1800s clothing hovering over the bed. This has happened like multiple times. So there was a girl that died there in the 1800s, and her name was Maddie Culver. And she's a real person. Like, I'll link her grave and everything. So this is like a real story. So Maddie was 30 years old when she died in 1899 from tuberculosis. She didn't actually die at the Old Faithful Inn, but she died at a nearby motel that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, weird.
So maybe it's like, yeah, so maybe she like crossed over there. Yeah. And so I'm thinking that maybe the ghost that people are seeing is maybe Maddie Culver and not the Headless Bride. So that's why it still could be a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a little bit more to Maddie's story, though. So when she died, it was winter. So they couldn't bury her right away because the ground was still frozen. So they actually put her body in two pickle barrels. And I'll link what a pickle barrel is. And buried her in the snowdrift until the spring thaw.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of sad.
Yeah.
And then in the spring, she was finally buried in an area near Yellowstone National Park. I'll actually link a picture of the grave, and you can go see the grave when you go here. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think it could definitely still be haunted.
I think it could be Maddie, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of seems like it. So maybe that's why people are still seeing it, even though it's fake.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're just getting it mixed up with the folktale. And the action.
Right, because like why would people still be seeing things? Yeah. So, I mean, that was like the main ghost story I could find there. And the only thing I can find linking it would be the Maddie Culver. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that's cool.
I guess. Yeah. That's about it for Old Faithful.
I think it's cool that you found a link, though. Like, even though it might not be the other person, the Headless Bride, like there was actually someone who died and like it could have been her instead.
Okay, so the next haunted place you can stay if you go to Yellowstone is the Lake Hotel. It was built in 1891. It's the oldest operating hotel in the park, and it was built by the same guy that built Old Faithful. And
is the Lake Hotel, is that the singing lake that we talked
about?
It
is the singing lake. Oh, yes, okay. I know. I know. So the episode that you did where you were talking about how the girl was like laying in her hotel room and she could hear the singing getting louder and louder and louder. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure this is the hotel it was at.
Yes.
Yes. I know. Very cool. So, again, you can stay here from May to October. So it's like no winter months. So they say the ghosts at the Lake Hotel are – okay, so this one's got me a little like boggled. Kelvin Coolidge. Like, so how do they know it's Kelvin Coolidge? Like, it's just like they don't actually say like why. It just says he likes to sit in an old rocker in the lounge and rock in it, and sometimes you'll see the rocking chair rocking by itself. But like, how do they know that's Kelvin Coolidge?
Maybe that right? was like his thing. Maybe he was like a rock chair rocking chair person.
Rock chair. Rock star chair. I honestly don't know, because as I was researching this, I'm like, wait, how do you know if you didn't see him? Yeah, I guess he'd like really love the place. So, I mean, maybe that is why. You could be right. Maybe he just like used to chill on this chair all the time. So some of the other ghosts are a group of friendly musicians, which that's like adorable.
When you say that, I just picture like a little mariachi band. Like, but like for some reason, when you said it, I pictured miniature. So like these little people just mariachiing their.
Maybe did I say a little group or something? I don't know.
I think you did, and so now I'm just picturing like miniature mariachis. Like,
I wish that were the case. Maybe, I don't know, but. They say that they were the former Lake Hotel musicians, and they still like to visit, and they still enjoy playing together in the lounge, which, aw. And when the hotel is quiet, you can actually hear music coming from the lounge of them playing.
Oh, that'd be creepy.
But they said that they're like really nice and they just like used to love the place. So try to think of it that way. Yeah. And I don't think they like try to come up in your room or anything.
So how are they nice? Do they greet you with like a little breath mint or something? Like,
I think, I guess in my mind, I made them friendly. I don't know if it actually said they were friendly. It just sounded like a friendly thing to do, to be playing music in the lounge while the guests are just moseying around. I don't know. It just seemed like a friendly thing to do. They could be nasty. I don't know. All right. So there are a few other ghosts, they say, in this hotel. So I guess a lot of people, like you were saying, Ashley, drowned in the Lake Hotel. Drowned in Lake Yellowstone. So right by the hotel. And so they think that some of these ghosts could come from that. So I guess there is a female ghost in her 20s. They say, and I did get this from the website, so I'm not making this part up. Mm-hmm. She's fun and friendly. So okay. Maybe that's where I got the thing about the band. I don't know.
I'm just wondering, like, how you know a ghost is fun and friendly. Like, do they just pop into your room? Like,
just pop in and pop out.
Hello. Let's go party.
Hello. All right, let's see why this ghost is so friendly. First off, her name is Matilda. So that's cute. Yeah. So they say that she's dressed in 1920s flapper clothes. So hopefully she died in the outfit she liked, because that's what she's going to be haunting in for the next millennia.
I love that for her. The flapper style is so cute.
Isn't it the best? And when they have the headband and stuff. And like the little bob. Yeah. It's like the cutest style. Why hasn't that come back? That has not come back since, has it?
No, have you but seen, I dress like that for Halloween sometimes.
Oh, sometimes?
Sometimes.
Not every time.
Like sometimes. In high school. And then, yeah.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay. So they say that she likes to stay on the second floor of the older section. She has a favorite room, which I tried to find that, but I couldn't. So I don't know which room you could stay in, but at least stay on the second floor if you want to see Matilda. So employees say that when they're walking up to the hotel to go to work, they can see Matilda looking out the window at them. So that's nice. Not nice.
I don't know.
A little too much.
I mean, it's not mean, but I don't know.
It's a little stalkery.
I don't like when a ghost is looking at me.
Maybe she's just looking at the woods and it looks like she's looking at you. Because it does say it's a nice view of the forest. Maybe she was a big forest gal.
Maybe. It sounds like she'd be a forest gal.
here you go. There's multiple reports of a strong presence and the feeling of being watched. So I guess she is watching you. Sorry.
Well, I wonder if she's like watching you because she's just wishing, like, I don't know how ghosts think. Like, I don't know. But like, I wonder if she's just like, oh, I used to have a life like you and I want that back.
Or checking out the new styles. I mean, she was a flapper and those are very stylish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably what it was. There's a housekeeper and she says like when her and the others like, so when everyone goes home for the winter, certain people stay to like clean and get ready for the summer season. Mm-hmm. And so when everyone went home, this housekeeper used to, for exercise, like jog up and down the hallway. And as she was jogging, that sounds like something you would do. So don't judge her.
I wasn't being mean about it. I was just like, oh.
So I guess she was jogging up and down the hallways and she jogged by an open room on the second floor and she felt this strong unseen presence. So she stopped and she said she told the presence that she wasn't going to intrude. And, you know, she just kind of wanted to be, you know, like, she wasn't going to intrude, but she needed to, like, she didn't want to be watched or whatever. And she said the presence, like, dissipated.
Oh.
So that was nice.
Yeah.
That's kind.
That's nice.
Kind, the Casper, so the friendly like, ghost. Okay. She's like, oh, sorry. So sorry. I was just seeing what you were doing. So I guess they say that Matilda has also been seen walking on the second floor hallway and is still in a jovial mood, ready for fun.
I don't know why, like when I pictured her. I did like a British or an English accent, or like,
yeah, you did. You went right at it.
Hello, let's pop some bubbly.
I could see that, definitely.
Yeah. My accents maybe are not the best either.
I thought that was actually pretty good. I couldn't do it.
Did you?
I am like it. I'm the worst. The
is
worst.
That
I can't even.
Or neither.
I think it's the same thing.
I don't know. Oh. All right. Well.
Anyways, now that we've shown our smarts. So here's the thing that you might get the willies about. They say that sometimes she likes to touch people. And sometimes she appears for a second to get their reactions, chuckles, and then disappears.
No, ma'am.
Not today. Not today, miss.
Not this one. Not me.
Wrong girl, wrong day. But anyway, they say that she interacts with the hotel staff more than she does with guests. So, you know, maybe you could just be like, I don't work here. I don't work here. As you like back into the room. So they say that there is also a ghost of a small active guest, which is a young child. They say that he is a playful boy and he's active all the time. They say he has light brown hair and is wearing a dress shirt. So I'm guessing people must see him. They say that he's been seen looking out the attic window, but the attic is always locked, so there's definitely no people up there.
Oh.
Yeah. So they say he is happy, full of fun, and he likes to surprise men in the public downstairs bathroom in a playful way. I don't know what that means, but if I were a guy, I'm guessing I would not be using that bathroom. So beware all men. Do not use the public downstairs bathroom at the Lake Hotel unless you want to be surprised in a playful way.
Oh, gosh.
That's my little PSA for the Lake Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Kids are just so creepy.
Like, yeah, why do kids gotta creep like that? So there is one more ghost at the hotel. Is a male porter. Do you know what a porter is?
No.
It is like the people who, like a front desk person, like a person that helps you. So they say he's
one
helpful.
That gets your bags and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Okay. So they say he's like super helpful. He's dressed in early 20th century attire. He's been known to appear in solid form to help people who are struggling with their luggage, especially those going to the second floor. Yeah.
Like when you say solid form, what are like, these other ghosts?
So you know how like, I mean, I guess obviously we only know from movies and stuff. You know, like some ghosts, they appear, but they're like, you could see through them. So, you know, they're a ghost. You're very transparent. Anyway, so yeah. Like, I think that's like a typical ghost. And I think there are also ghosts that take like human form, basically. Like it would look like you or I, like we don't, like it would look like, God. Yeah, it could look like either of us. And you're like, oh, thanks for helping with the luggage. And then so I guess he picks up the luggage, talks in a kind, soothing manner, gives them tips for the trails at Lake Yellowstone, and then just disappears.
Like they see him poof, or like they turn around and then turn back around and he's just gone. Sorry. I know it's a hard question.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't. But I didn't.
It's okay. I just picture like he's like, and have fun with your stay. Poof. And then it's gone.
Maybe. My guess is they turn around and turn back around and he's gone.
Probably.
But I honestly don't know. But yeah, like solid form. I think that would be kind of cool though. Because you weren't scared. Yeah, I mean, you're like, wow, this,
you were
this guy's
after.
Like. Yeah, but not really because you're like, oh, this guy was like super nice. I think if I ever met a ghost, my thing would be, I wouldn't be as scared. Like if they showed up in solid form, we had like a little chat and then they were gone, I'd be like, oh my God, like that wasn't so bad. So it does seem like all the ghosts here are like super friendly and kind, helpful, singing, whatever. So, I mean, yeah. I would still stay here. So I did want to tell a little story. So do you know how like that girl like ran down the hallway and there was like that ghost and she felt the presence in that room?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to tell you this story. My friend from work told me this, and this is like a true story. So we like, this isn't just some like myth, ghost, legend, but I just want to tell it because it's like, you know how Ashley, like you get like chills and whatever and like cry when you hear a ghost story? That when she told me this story, that's like what happened to me. Like I got my eyes started welling up. So I'm like, oh my God. So I asked her, I was like, do you mind if I tell this story? Because it's like, it's so creepy. So she went, she used to go to a Catholic school, and she said the bathrooms, like there was this, like the bathrooms were like this, basically like long, like there was a ton of stalls. So it was like, and she used to always like to like go to the last stall, right? So she was like running, and she said out of the corner of her eye, she saw a nun in one of the stalls. The stall was open. Yes, I know. I'm getting chills again. She said she saw a nun in one of the stalls, but she was like running. So she was like out of the corner of her eye. She's like, wait, there shouldn't be like a nun here. So she turned around and like went back to that stall, and there was nothing there.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Are you crying too?
I'm crying.
You are crying. Yes. I told you. Oh my God. And this is like a real story. That's crazy. This isn't like something we found on the internet. So that reminded me of the hotel. Like it was like running by and just like catching that out of this corner of your eye, and then it's gone. And also it's a nun, you know, like.
Ugh.
It makes it like even worse. And she's just standing there in the stall. Yeah. Oof.
Well, wow. Have you seen the movie The Nun?
No.
Oh my God. It's so creepy. And that's what I picture.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't say it was a creepy nun. It's just like, you know, it was the corner of her eye. So she just like caught this like this nun, you know.
Still.
Man, when she told me that story, my eyes just like started like tearing up. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what Ashley does all the time. But now I understand like where that came from. So I thought that was like such a great story. I was like, oof, brave you, brave little kid you.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I told you about that? There's this website called findagrave.com. Yeah. So there is actually a virtual cemetery created by this guy named Kyle with all of the Yellowstone deaths from people who have died at Yellowstone Park from unnatural causes. And like, yes.
Cool.
So right now there's only 19 on there, and I'm obviously not going to go through all 19, but I picked out a few because you can see like a very common theme here.
Is it the hot springs?
A little bit of hot springs. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I will start. I just wanted to start out by saying also that there are a couple kid deaths in here. So like, I put them at the very end. So if someone doesn't want to like listen, you know, like to the hear about like kids dying, I'm not going to go into like detail, but you know what I'm saying? Just in case. I just wanted to like throw that in there right at the beginning. Okay. So the first lady I'm going to talk about, her name was Fanny Weeks. She was born in 1865. And this is pretty interesting. They said that she was traveling through Yellowstone National Park by a stagecoach. And in 1905, she became distracted while cleaning her glasses and stepped backwards into a hot spring.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, couldn't someone warn her?
Because I was going to say, like, you know, if, I mean, they had, didn't have all the, like.
Yeah, like signs things. Up and and also, like, the fences around everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there was a guy named Rollo Gallagher. He died in 1927. He died from injuries sustained when he fell into the hot spring near Firehole Lake in the Lower Geyser Basin. It said he ventured out into a thin crust formation, so he just thought he was just like walking out there, and And the crust, it couldn't support his weight, so he fell into the hot spring. So it like broke and he fell. And see, that's like, that's kind of what, like, you were talking about before. Like, now they have these, like, fences and stuff up. And that's why. Because, like, people didn't know any better. So they would just go to get close to it and then, like, fall in. And then, you know, now we have this website. So the next one is Charles Gibbs. He died in 1987. He was about 40 years old. He was a wildlife photographer. And he was photographing a brown bear with her cubs. The investigators later recovered the film of the bear approaching him in an attack mode at 50 yards. His body was never recovered.
So he probably ate him.
Correct.
Oh my God. I think I've read like bear attacks are super uncommon, but I guess since it was like a bear, like a mama bear with her cubs,
right?
It was different.
Yeah, I would never mess with that.
You know the saying, like,
no.
For okay. The saying is brown lay down, black fight back. So like if you encounter a brown bear, you're supposed to like not try to fight it, like interact with it. You just kind of like slowly step away or like calmly, like, you know.
And this was a brown bear.
Yeah. And if it's like a black bear, then when they say fight back, they don't mean like actually go fight the black bear.
Yeah, you just go like rawr, like that.
Yeah, like that. And then also like if you have pans or something loud, you bang it together because they don't like the noise.
That's good to know. Like I've never been in a situation where I've been around bears. So like.
Did I tell you what happened when me and Jeremy went to Yosemite?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. Should I save it for Yosemite?
Yeah, sure. Sure, yeah.
Okay.
That way we can have like a can't be on the edge of our seat until Yosemite comes out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Yosemite in about like maybe 3 or 4 episodes. We'll do Yosemite.
Okay, well, yeah. We'll definitely circle back on that one. Mm-hmm. So another guy is Adam Stewart. He was 31 years old, and he died as a result of a bear attack while conducting research for the U.S. Forest Service Project. Again, a bear attack, which was – so shocking to me. I had no idea this like went on.
Yeah. Well, the reason I said that they were uncommon is it's only uncommon because bears don't attack unless they are – because they're territorial. Mm-hmm. So they will attack if you're in their territory or they feel threatened. And then also with the mom and like the cubs, like protecting her cubs. So if they like sense a threat, they'll attack. Mm-hmm. But – I mean, I've heard that most of the time, like, they will give you a warning if they know that you're near. Like, hey, don't come here. Mm-hmm. And then leave you alone. Okay. So it's not, like, as common. But, you know, these have happened over the years, right? It's not just, like, in 1 year.
Right. Yeah, okay. This is just, like, over a time. This guy has, like, collected these incidents. Okay. So here are the two. I'm only going to go over two more. And these two are kids. So if you don't want to listen, you could, like, skip ahead, like, a minute or whatever. There's a boy named James Stumbo. He died at age 7 in 1890. They believe he's the first human death from hot springs in Yellowstone National Park. So he fell into the hot springs. Oh. And I was wondering, that seemed weird, like 1890, he's the first one to die. But I think it's like they're saying he's the first one to die in since Yellowstone has been a national park. I think that's what it was.
Okay.
So that was like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. The next one, Andrew Clark Hetch, I don't know how to pronounce it, but he was 9 years old. He died in 1970. He was on summer vacation with his family at Yellowstone, and he fell into the boiling hot 200-degree water of Crested Pool and was never recovered. So his parents are working hard to increase the safety in national parks, so, like, this doesn't keep happening. So that's why I wanted to mention him, because, like, his parents are, like, actively trying to, like, fix this so it like doesn't happen to anyone else.
And when was that?
1970. So that's probably when all like the guardrails and stuff started going up, maybe. I'll link it in the show notes of where you can find this little virtual cemetery, and I will also link one of the bear attack articles that was from someone that's in this virtual cemetery. So, Ashley, you're going to be, like, really interested in this one. Do you remember the story of the brother who fell in and the sister had to go run for help?
Yeah, from the guy the from Oregon?
Yeah, I think that's where he was from. Yeah, okay. His name was Colin Scott. Well, there's a guy that claims to be the first responder on the scene from that – from when they fell in.
Oh.
And, And so I'm going to put the incident report on Instagram, because I actually was able to find that, the incident report for like the actual report from when this happened. So basically he showed up at the scene and the sister was in shock, and she explained that her brother had been lured into the pool. She continued to go on frantically saying she filmed the entire thing because she knew that like nobody would believe her. And In this story, they call them Jane and John Doe, but I'll just give their real names because it's like public, whatever. Mm-hmm. So the brother is named Colin and the sister is named Sable. So those are the names I'm going to use. So I guess Sable was filming the whole thing. She's like, nobody's going to believe this. And she gave the responder, like the first responder and like the cops or the rangers or whoever was there, the cell phone so that she could like, so that they could watch this video. Here's what he said he saw in the video. Colin was staring off into the trees and Sable, his sister, was joking around, trying to get his attention, like calling his name, like tossing rocks at him, like being like, come on, like quit being a weirdo. Like, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
And like nothing breaks his attention. And then Colin cocked his head to the side and said, can you hear it? And she's like, hear what? And she's he's like, she's singing. And the sister was like, who's singing? And Colin starts walk off of the trail. And
oh my God.
So Sable was like, what the heck are you doing? I don't think you're supposed to be over there. But Colin didn't respond. He just like completely ignored her. And he just kept walking. And I guess like he walked out of like the camera view. So the sister starts freaking out and yelling for him to come back. And I guess like at this point, the phone was put in her pocket, but like you could still hear the recording of what was going on. And you could hear her like yelling, like, come back. Like, what are you doing? Let's get out of here, whatever. And then as she pulls her phone back out and he's standing at the far edge of the thermal pool and he's holding eye contact with a figure in the center of the spring that is suspended unnaturally just a few inches above the water. The figure is of a female nearly 4 feet tall, and she's completely nude with white shoulder-length hair. The figure has no pigmentation, and its skin appeared to be translucent. They said the figure's mouth is partially open as it emanates a low hum. So that kind of reminds me of, like, the Lake Yellowstone, like that humming.
Yeah.
Okay. So the sister was like yelling at him. She's like, get away from that thing. Let's go. I'm like really scared. And Colin was like, we can't go. I have to hear it. And then the figure reaches towards Colin and he says, she's going to show me now. So obviously Sable is screaming at Colin, like, get away from it. But he like doesn't listen. He's like in this trance. Mm-hmm. So Colin steps over the edge of the pool. And then he fell into the hot, like, acidic water. So I'm just going to read this part word for word because it's kind of hard to paraphrase. Mm-hmm. So it says, Colin violently gurgles in pain. The figure turns to Sable. We hear Sable's fearful cries. The figure cocks its head to the side before disintegrating into the formless liquid that rains down lifelessly into the pool below.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
I know. So at that point, Sable drops her phone and they said this is like where they assume that she's rushing to get the help for her brother. And all you can hear is like screaming. Like she just drops the phone and you hear screaming and her running away. This first responder claims that the chief ranger that also viewed the recording contacted the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was like, I guess an FBI agent that used to assist the park in. And then, like, the next day, there was, like, a bunch of, like, weird military activity there. And they were all told that because the events that took place were part of an ongoing federal investigation, that they would face considerable jail time if they disclosed any of this information to the public. What? So, I know. So, I linked this story. I'm going to link the story in the show notes so you can just read it from this guy who claims to have been there, but this is like super creepy story. And I was reading under the comments of the story and there was a Native American and he said, Native American here from Wyoming, that thing is called a water baby, similar to a siren with the basic MO of luring people to their untimely demise. We also have tribes of little people living in those mountains. Myths, legends, and stories of such things. So, like a Native American is like, yeah, that's like a thing.
I totally believe that.
Yeah.
That's insane. I wonder if like they, if you know, whoever it was just covering up and saying, oh, they were just, you know, some scoundrels doing illegal stuff.
Yeah, doing something illegal. Yeah, that's the mystery behind it. We don't know.
I really want to, like, I doubt that, like, anyone would ever want to do this, but maybe. I wonder if we could reach out if the first responder guy is still, like, mm-hmm. alive, if we could reach out.
Yeah, this wasn't that long ago. This is in 2016, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I always think that these, like, take place way later.
Yeah.
But maybe we can, like, find his email and see if he would be willing to, like – and again, like, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but maybe. You never mm-hmm. know. Maybe he's been wanting to tell a story, and, like, now that it's a closed investigation, he can.
Yeah, maybe. Could be.
Weird.
I know.
Yeah.
There were, I mean, you know, the whole Yellowstone thing is just, like, such a weird place. Like, when you're researching mm-hmm. it, like, just all the calderas and, like, all that stuff. It's, like, it's just, like, basically, like, you're just, like, sitting on this, like, melting pot of a volcano. Like, the whole place. And there's just, like, so much energy there. And I think that's where, like, with Native Americans, like, all these ghost stories and all that stuff is, like, because of, like, all this, like, energy that's in that area. And there was, like, mm-hmm. I mean, there was, like, a ton more ghost stories and, like, a Bigfoot sighting and things like that. And I would have went into, but, like, I just picked some of them because obviously I can't go into, like, everything. But, yeah, there's just, like, so much, like, creepy stuff there. Oh, you look like you have a story.
Yeah. No, I have an idea. So, okay. Remember how I was telling you about, like, we went to Idaho and helped those reservations?
Yes.
Well, we're doing another mission like that this year. I wonder if I could interview – like, wherever we go, I think we're either going to Montana, Kentucky, Alaska, somewhere. But we're going to Native American tribes. I wonder if I could, like, snag someone and, like, ask them their story. Like, hey, is there, you know, have you visited this park? Has there been any weird things?
That would be awesome. That would be so good. Because that's, like, real people who live there. They're not going to – they have no reason to lie about it.
And they're so willing to tell their story. And they're just, like, all about, like, the land and the mm-hmm. – like, they live off the land. And that, to me, is, like, so true. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Not, like, a true statement. Like, it's so, like, back to your roots type thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and they so feel, like, feel so like connected.
Yeah, connected. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, like, with that connection, they have, like, all these stories and all these – yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree. So, would you rather stay at one of those hotels that I talked about or go walking on the trail by where Colin Scott died that night?
Rather do – that's hard. Because, like, I don't really want to stay in a hotel where there's ghosts, but I also don't want to get lured in to the hot spring. But right. I think it would be, like, cool to go on that trail. Oh, I don't know.
Well, I agree. I would go on the trail, but let's just, for this scenario, let's just say, would you go on that trail at night?
Oh, God, no. No, absolutely not. I didn't know that's what you were
that's
saying.
That's what I was looking for.
No. If it's at night, that changes everything. I would, no.
Because I 100%, I 100% would go during the day, but at night, absolutely not.
I thought you were going to say I would 100% go on the trail at night. I was like, no, you wouldn't. Mm-mm. You were afraid to go get me from a ghost child upstairs and there's no way.
I don't apologize. No.
Okay.
Never.
Well, ugh.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I didn't know that story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's, like, interesting because, like, I was able to find stuff that kind of coincided with your stories mm-hmm. so they kind of, like, matched up, so I was like, that's cool, so you can go see your places and then also head over to mine and see, like, the cemeteries and the, you know, the hotels and, like, all these places, so it's like we're, like, all lined up here.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, well, that's all I have for my episode.
Well, good story. Right.
Thank you.
Welcome. And thank you all for listening.
All right. See you guys next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.